show live every morning. Click over to TNTRadioEmpire.com and fire up the earbuds. This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
So there's a video going around now. You probably saw this yesterday about this Iowa frat. There was a fire alarm. That's why the cops showed up. And then when we went down to the basement, all these morons were standing there with their shirts off.
Don't some of them have blindfolds on?
The blindfolds with their shirts off, like some weird-looking cult.
I saw the video on Reddit, but they gave no context.
Yeah, that's it. They're being hazed.
Okay.
A bunch of pledges. And
the hazing is what? You're going to go downstairs, put a blindfold on?
It's always homoerotic, right, as far as I'm concerned.
And take your shirt off and just stand in the basement?
In a dirty basement. Yeah, okay. It looks like they came across a crime was being committed. But obviously these dumbasses are down there by their own free will. And nobody would talk to the cops. And the two guys running it that were actually, people that lived there that weren't pledges. One guy was just drinking a Busch Light talking to the dude. But there's so much 50-50 on these socials about this, because all the frat boys are coming out and saying, that's how you bond. No. I wasn't a frat guy. My roommate was, but I said,
no.
And he goes to me, hey, mate, why don't you come? Why don't you pledge? I said, no. I said, dude, first of all, I go to your parties anyway, and I know all the dudes. I don't have to pledge. I said, I don't want to. I said, you wore burlap underwear for a month. I said, I'm not going to do that crap, I said, I don't want to be yelled at. I'm trying to be an individual here at college. A lot of time people go to college and become an individual.
Well, some of them just want a paddle to their ass.
Yeah. I know. I don't know. I'm sure we are a lot of people that are pledges and frat boys that listen to this program, so I'm not going to hammer you too much.
This didn't seem like
weird,
very creative hazing, though.
Yeah. I don't know how long they got to be down there.
Right.
If you're a former Alpha Delta Phi out of the University of Iowa, let us know what happens next. How long are they standing in the dark with blindfolds on with their shirts off? And do people come up and tweak their nipples? They don't even think about it.
They're probably not at liberty to say.
Oh,
closely guarded.
That's important.
Torture,
keep that quiet.
Secrets.
Right.
And if it's a yes on the nipple tweaking thing, Tyler's in.
Yeah. I'm in.
If you would have known that.
Yeah. And then I saw somebody say, and these dudes will be partying with hot co-eds in a month. I said, guess you're also going to party with hot co-eds. Just guys in college. Anybody else in that party?
Yeah. Co-eds.
Yeah. I said co-eds. What the hell year is this?
In that floor, I don't know if they were or not, but the floor looked like they might have just been soiling themselves.
Yeah, it does look like they were pissing there.
Ew.
It looks totally disgusting. And one of the cops mentioned something about, like, this is gross.
Oh, by the way, this is an old story. I don't know why it just broke. Early in the morning on November 24th, November 15th, 2024.
I bet the video just came out.
Yeah.
Oh, is that why? Okay. All right.
Yeah, because I saw it on a Reddit thread this morning.
Yeah.
So it's just making the rounds.
56 pledges shirtless and blindfolded.
And that's it.
In the morning.
In the morning.
Doing nothing else.
Covered in what reports to be various substances. Oh, they're probably squirting stuff on them.
Oh.
And the old getting your knees, and somebody takes a hot dog and sticks it in your mouth.
Oh,
you
think
it's a hot dog.
That's homoerotic. You think it's a hot dog, right?
Later clarified as food that had been thrown on
them. Okay.
Well, I know a guy that had to squat with his ass to try to pick up a grape on a block of ice with his ass cheeks.
Did he do it?
The burlap underwear. There was a dude in my dorm walking around with burlap underwear. And it did what you think it would do to his nuts. Just destroyed his crotch area.
Yeah. Man.
All right.
What? Unable to use it for the rest of his life?
No. He said, I said, well, how do you feel on those? He was sitting to lunch with you one day. I said, how do they feel on your nuts? He goes, not good. I said, how long you got to wear these things? He goes, I have to have them on anytime a brother would see me. If a brother sees me and wants to see my...
Oh, this is the burlap underwear.
Burlap underwear.
You're talking about sitting on a block of ice.
Oh, no.
And what it does to your balls.
No, I don't want that. That might freeze your balls if you can't pick up the damn ice.
Was your friend able to pick up the grape with his butt?
That was a different guy. I think he did get it, yeah.
That's pretty impressive.
That is pretty impressive.
How big's the grape?
I don't know. We need frat guys to check in on this and what you had to do.
Well, they're all sworn to secrecy.
Whatever.
They don't want to break the brotherhood.
If you're a 45-year-old former frat guy, just tell us. Who cares?
My wife's going to wonder why I set one grape on the table.
Why there's a delivery guy with a giant block of ice out there.
Right.
I don't know if I want to do the ice. I just want to see if I can pick up the grape. I guess you could put it on the floor.
That's what makes it tougher, the ice, because you can't get down there and bury it because you're getting cold really quick.
Yeah.
So that's what I mean. I think you pick up a grape off a grape. Just do it now, Nick.
Are there any around here?
No.
Do it out on the table in the lobby of our station here. Jim Sucks walks in, you're sitting with your pants off.
This job's a lot different than the one I go to after this.
I was just thinking, I don't think a lot of your clients are going, wow, I feel safe with him in charge of my insurance.
Hey, he's a famous insurance guy. They like that.
Right.
Nick Allen's my insurance
guy. And he can pick up a grape with his butthole.
Right.
How many insurance agents can say that?
Yeah. And I don't think sororities, they don't do that, do they? I think they might a little bit, but do sororities do anything really harsh? Ladies?
I'm sure they do. Yeah. I think it's more, I could see it being like more
bloody
like
tampons
emotional
each
degrading,
other.
You yeah. little bitch.
Oh, yeah, they probably call each other the little bitch. Well, that's what they're calling the pledges for frats, too, for that matter.
Yeah. What I think, the frats is these dudes just want to bang each other, but they don't want to come out and say that.
Yeah, probably.
Instead, it's just like, oh, what if we get naked and just like slap you around?
Let's call it what it appears to be in this article: humiliating, stupid, and wildly unnecessary. Everybody's watched Animal House. You know the freaks. Yeah, you know, those dudes, thank you, sir, you may have another, and they're in underwear. You may consecrate the bond of obedience from Niedermeyer. And then the Deltas were just saying, okay, here's your pledge pin. We're partying tonight. You're in the damn frat. That was it. Remember that? Just got drunk. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A pledge pin.
Here's your pledge pin.
Yeah, I'm not having any luck finding any like really good stories of sorority hazing.
Yeah.
This seems like a dude thing.
Yeah.
Whenever there's a death, I've never seen a female student in the news for being killed by
too drunk. Yeah,
yeah. It's,
well, the frat ones are always guys. The drinking, the forced drinking that kills guys. That's worse than standing in the basement half naked. That's just homoerotic. The second one.
Well, the other one is potentially deadly. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Make you drink a case of Meisterbrow and put you in the trunk of a car.
And it is deadly. A lot of those guys just drink too much, alcohol and die. I think it was a guy. A month or so ago, last fall, that died somewhere. Some college hazing thing, got too drunk and passed out and died.
Well, here's Tess, and she went to the Union College in Schenectady, New York. And she was forced to dance for all the frats on campus to absurdly sexual songs and lineups where they didn't wear any makeup. And
well, God forbid.
She liked it. She said the benefits of being in the sorority outweighed the hazing. Yeah, I don't see anything. I can't find anything that's really extreme when it comes to sororities.
I would say, but if there's a video of a bunch of sorority girls in the basement with their shirts off, you know, with blindfolds, send that to us.
Right. So I'm looking at the Wikipedia entry for hazing deaths in just throughout history.
Right.
I've found one that is a female.
Oh, March, the rest are dudes, right.
March of 1970, Eastern Illinois University, the Alpha Gamma Delta sorority, this lady named Donna Bedinger, her and another female student driven to a wooded area 3 miles away from Eastern Illinois and left as the other sorority members drove away. The ritual was known as Pledge Sneak. She ran after the vehicle, tried to catch its rear bumper, but missed, struck her head on the road, died a few days later. So that wasn't even really, I mean, it was, but it wasn't like the point of the hazing.
Well, I think women are more nurturing, too, when it comes to when they're puking. They're the ones holding other girls' hair back, and they're saying, look, we can help you. Guys, we don't care. Your buddies are passed out somewhere. You don't care. Yeah. Well, you're drunk. You're okay. Yeah, you didn't even say you're okay. You just go, yeah.
Yeah, almost all of
Look at him, he's passed out.
Almost all of these stories are dudes.
Yeah.
They're all fraternities.
But if you watch this video, the two guys that are running the frat, that they're not backing down to the cops. Now, listen, I'm the first guy to give a cop a piece of crap. I told a cop my name was Dick Face once. So.
Give a cop a piece
but these
of
guys,
crap.
That takes some balls just to look at these cops and say, we don't know who's in charge. We're not involved. So, no, you're involved. No, I don't think the cops could do anything because all those guys, by their free will, stand there with their shirts off. It just looked a little creepy to me.
Nah, Jerome saw a documentary where the sorority pledges had to orally stimulate the leader. I don't know if any of that's happening.
That was
the leader
Jerome.
Of the sorority? Okay, yeah. A lot of scissoring, the scissor sorority.
I think there's a good question from Corey here, too. Did your friend have to eat the grape?
I don't think he did. I think they should make the other guy eat the grape. Like, you pick up the grape, and then your buddy eats it, and then you sit on a grape.
You should have to eat it directly from
the ass
while you're still clenching.
Yeah.
Not homoerotic at all.
No. Not at all.
It's not gay because the grape's there.
Yeah. Well, so's the tongue eventually.
Right.
Yeah, that's not gay at all.
Just nope.
Great. I know a sorority girl. I'll ask her. I'll text her and see if they did anything weird in her sorority.
Here's one from 2019 in Cal State Fullerton. Massive alcohol intoxication. That was a female. But
very rare, though.
It is. It is really rare.
That was a pledge because my daughter was a sorority girl for like a year in Kansas, but they didn't do any of this stuff. She didn't like after that. She just got out and she went. But they didn't do anything major. They just said, "Yeah, you want to join the sorority?" And they did girl things.
Dexter Wichita, former frat guy here, 47 years old, went to Wichita State. Only joined because my friends did.
Right.
I could have enjoyed the same parties without the BS, but it was never hazed. But the initiation was definitely homoerotic, shirtless and blindfolded, being led around the house. Mostly about brotherhood. I was eventually removed for not being involved.
Oh. Yeah, a lot of guys start. They get a little older in college.
Yeah.
If you remember college, I remember by end of my junior year, my senior year, I was pretty much done with college. I felt like, okay, I'm going to finish up here and have a good time, but I'm just, You want adulthood to hit, and then you get to adulthood, and you go, oh, all right, let's go back to college.
Or you get this job.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you get this job, right.
Avoid adulthood for a little while longer.
Yeah, you pretty much do.
The sorority girls just degrade their pledges until they develop an eating disorder.
That's funny because it's true.
Yeah, right. Call each other fat. Unless you're the frats, if you're the fat sorority place, they don't do that. Yeah.
Is there a sorority thing? Well, I'm sure some sorority girl will tell you which sorority is the
fat sorority.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I got invited to one fraternity when I started college, and it was the geek fraternity, and it was because they were like right at the threshold of not having enough dudes to actually maintain being a fraternity.
Nerds!
Yes.
You didn't join the geek fraternity?
I did not.
Okay.
It was literally less than 10 dudes. And they're like, you can brush our fraternity. I was like, nah, I'm good. That's fine.
We kind of hazed you that first summer.
You think?
Yeah. Never thought about that.
Yeah, it was just the first summer.
Right.
Yeah.
But nothing.
Right. Nothing now.
Well, that's Nick now.
No, it's just ridiculing until I get an eating disorder now.
Well, that's not going to happen.
Nothing homoerotic except for the conversation.
Right.
Yeah.
And that continues.
I don't know. We drip wax in his nipples.
A lot of years after that. Yeah, but we didn't do that.
No, you're right. We had other people do it for
others
us.
Others did that.
Right.
That's fine.
And we lived vicariously through them.
Yeah. We did do that to you, puss. Sorry.
I don't believe you.
Yeah. Well, that's why we hired you then. Because, whatever. Just I'll take anything.
Take Todd and Tyler wherever you go with the Todd and Tyler app. Stream live. Get podcasts and more. It's free in your app store. So download it now. This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.